So, hi everybody, how are you? You good? Okay, then go away. It's only people who suffer that we want here. If you're good, why do you bother coming to a monastery? If you're good, why do you bother meditating? Anyway, I'm only kidding around. Okay, my name's Bhante Sujato, and we're going to share some time this evening doing some meditation and a bit of Dhamma talk. So for the first half an hour or so, I'll just talk about meditation for a few minutes, and then we'll do some guided meditation together. So I think most of you have done some meditation before, is that right? Yeah? Is there anyone here who's really new to meditation? Never done it before? Wow, really? Only a few. Oh, okay, very good. Excellent, some newbies. Okay, so I'm going to give a very, very brief introduction to meditation. And meditation is about developing your mind. It's not about anything particularly kind of mystical. It's not about anything esoteric. It's about understanding what are those wholesome and good qualities in your mind, recognizing those, being mindful, bringing them to awareness, and making more of them. Okay? So the qualities that we're trying to develop through meditation are those qualities that lead away from suffering, the qualities that lead towards happiness. So according to Buddhism, that the roots of suffering, the important roots of suffering, are in our own hearts: greed, hatred, delusion. And so rather than going around and blaming the weather, or blaming our neighbours, or blaming Tony Abbott for suffering, actually, it's okay to blame Tony Abbott for suffering. We look inside our own minds, greed, hatred, and delusion. Okay, and we find those, we identify those. But the important thing is, from a Buddhist point of view, is that we don't have this idea, there's no kind of guilt or sin or anything like that involved with them. They're just part of nature, that's all. There's nothing kind of wrong with these things, except that they're part of nature and they cause suffering. So if you don't want to suffer, let go of them. That's all. So through meditation, we use a variety of skillful means and methods that help us to recognize what these things are, with greed, hatred, and delusion, and to let go of those things and develop their opposites, which is the opposite of greed, is generosity, kindness. The opposite of hatred is love, and the opposite of delusion is wisdom. So any kind of meditation that you do will help you to develop these things. So the meditation we're going to do in a few minutes is one on what we call metta, or loving kindness. And so this meditation is specially focused on overcoming that unwholesome root of hatred, anger. And the basis of metta meditation, actually the word we use in Buddhism for metta meditation, is metta bhavana. Metta bhavana. And the word bhavana means making more of something. So what that implies is that there is something to make more of. Right? You can't make more of something if there's nothing there to begin with. So metta meditation is about recognizing the metta, the loving kindness, that you already have. The loving kindness that every single person in this room, and outside the room, and on the internet watching, every one of you has that loving kindness in you already. Okay? But we can't, sometimes we lose it. We don't, we forget. We don't notice it. We don't think it's important. It gets swept up. Our life gets swept up and we forget what's really important. And so even though It's to feel love, and to feel loved is such a crucial part of our humanity, and something which drives and changes so much of our life. The secret to finding real love is to look for it inside. And once you find it there inside you, once you know through your own experience that metta is there, that's very, very powerful. You will never be apart from loving kindness. You will never feel that you are unloved, that you are lost, that you have no refuge. You always, even if you're just by yourself with nobody around you, you can always find that spark of loving kindness inside your own heart. This is very, very powerful meditation. So to do this meditation, one of the extraordinary things about meditation is that it can reap such powerful benefits, such extraordinary results from something which is very simple. And so the method we use to meditate in is very simple. And in fact, the simpler the better. And if we could use no method at all, that would be best at all. But we just use a method that's going to give a bit of structure and a bit of guidance. So if you want to try out the method that I'm going to teach in a minute, then that's great. If you don't want to try that, try another method or whatever. There's no one right method. The Buddha taught many, many, many different kinds of meditation. Okay, so there's many different methods. Play around and try. Find one that you enjoy. But this particular method was taught to me by my teacher, Ajahn Mahachachai, who's a Thai monk, and I just visited him a couple of weeks ago for the first time in a few years. So it was very lovely for me to go and see him and to feel that sense of warmth and quietness which he has. And when I was speaking to him, I asked him, why is it that when people do this meditation that some people feel that sense of loving kindness and some people don't? Yeah? It's very personal. Yeah? When you try this meditation out, maybe something will happen. Maybe nothing will happen. Who knows? What's the difference? And he said the difference was gentleness. How gentle are you when you come to do the meditation? Right? Not just when the meditation, but before that. With your words, with your movements, with your deeds, with your intentions. But especially when you're meditation, if there's any sense of holding or pushing or hardness or anything like that in your meditation, then it's not really going to work very well. But if you have that sense of gentleness, that sense of everything being so soft, so tender, and you bring that to your meditation, no forcing, no holding, no hardness, just such gentleness, then you'll find that the metta will come very, very beautifully. So we'll just try the meditation for this evening. We can just do a short little bit, just a tiny little taste of the beginnings of metta meditation. If you're interested, I'll be doing a meditation class tomorrow afternoon, so you can come along. We'll do a little bit more, still only a little bit. So don't have any expectations. Don't be elated if something nice happens. Don't be depressed if it feels like a waste of time. We just try it and we see what goes on. Okay, so let's do some meditation for the next 20 minutes or so. So sitting quietly. Allowing the mind to settle back inside the body. Not worrying about the past. Not running off to the future. Just settled, peaceful, here and now. Leaving the mind settled in the heart, you say to oneself the words, may I be happy, may I be happy, may I be happy. Just repeating those words to oneself, clearly, firmly, steadily. Using the words to make a firm foundation for the mind. Reminding yourself of the meaning of those words, that deep wish that we all share, that wish to be happy, to be free of suffering. Not reflecting about that, not analyzing it, not trying to figure out what real happiness is. You know what happiness is. You have been happy. Contacting that instinctual, inspired wish. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be happy. And as you continue with those words, notice that along with the words is something else. Something that's more subtle. And that's the feeling of metta. Warm, gentle glow of joy and happiness. Feels a little bit like the glow of light around a candle flame. Full of warmth and love. And when you feel that, just gently hold that in the mind. Keeping it close, keeping it safe. Just like you were trying to hold a little bird in your hands. And if you squeeze it too tightly, you'd hurt it. If you held it too loosely, it'd fly away. So you hold it very, very carefully, very tenderly. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be happy. Gradually letting that feeling of loving kindness spread out and fill up your whole body. Until every part of your body, every cell, is soaked through with loving kindness. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. From the hairs on your skin to the marrow of the bones. And then taking that same loving kindness and spreading it out to all beings. Radiating out from your body, spreading out over the whole universe. Infinite, measureless. May all beings be happy. May all beings be happy. May all beings be happy. to the end of the meditation. Bring the mind back into the body, back to loving kindness for oneself. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be happy. Letting the words of metta go. Letting the feeling of loving kindness fade away. And allowing the mind to come back to a neutral space. Empty, open, clear. Before we finish, just taking a minute to review the meditation. What just happened? How did I do the meditation? Did I understand what was going on? What was useful? What was obstructive? How does my mind feel like now? Compared to how it was at the start of the meditation. So it's a good idea to reflect like this just for a little bit at the end of each meditation. Not during the meditation, then you get distracted. Wait to the end. And finally, we can dedicate the merit of our practice. May all beings be happy. May all beings be well. May all beings realize awakening. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And you can come out of your, open your eyes, come out of meditation. If you need to stretch your legs or something, take a minute.